One leader is the acting GSA administrator, Dan Tangerlini.
Hopefully what we can do is begin to make people understand that the GSA is really the government savings agency. And I think that that's been part of the issue. And when people have talked about GSA and the events around the Western Region Conference, there's this huge irony of the fact that this is an organization that's supposed to be about saving the government money.
Tangerlini says the scandal has brought about positive change at his agency. GSA is redoubling efforts to save money and deliver results.
We've been able to spark a conversation among employees, with their supervisors, with our inspector general, about great ideas of how we can save even more money for the American taxpayer. And that's really our challenge now, is to take those great ideas, convert them into action, and deliver great services to my agency partners here, who frankly need it now more than ever.
Tangerlini joined other federal leaders for a Partnership for Public Service panel about recognizing federal employees Tuesday as part of Public Service Recognition Week. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is working to reframe the headlines about government, if not in the national media, at the local level.
Sometimes it's easier, I find, to get outside of D.C. Yes. And shine a bright light on regional office work and on work that's going on. I think that oftentimes the press is cynical inside the Beltway and end up on a gotcha kind of media. So regional press, local press is often delighted to print good stories, follow worthwhile employee adventures, you know, deliver service news. And so we try to do that a lot.
It's a concept that Navy veteran Don Hagerling agrees with. And he says the military can be a model for engaging local communities.
We do an excellent job of recognizing the really grandiose accomplishments this year. But, you know, we need what's the equivalent of the Sailor of the Quarter, the Sailor of the Month, the Special Achievement Awards, and get them, you know, a news release back to their hometown, local press, you know, Channel 8 here in town, you know, things of that ilk.
Hagerling is a federal leader working as Homeland Security's Director of Information Security Policy, Focused Operations and Security Architecture. He says recognizing employees for good work can even come in the form of simple challenge coins.
It really creates a sense of identity. I made up about 4,000 DHS coins and have passed them out over the years. It's been very effective way to recognize people. You say, hey man, that's a great job. I've got one coin that says, thanks to you, America's a little bit safer. And I've got another one that's just the department logo with the Pentagon and the airplanes and the Twin Towers on it, you know, recognizing that that's our job. We're here trying to keep this homeland safe.
But challenge coins aren't options for every manager, and you can't control what the media do and do not report. So Sebelius says you can work to reframe the headlines among federal employees.
Part of it is, I think, shining a light on what's going on and making sure people know the good work that's going on. And at a very minimum, making sure employees know we know. So it's you know, if it never gets headlines, at least having the internal effort to say you are doing terrific work each and every day. And some of that involves travel. Some of that involves, you know, going to places, visiting work sites where people are working hard and think nobody knows what I'm doing. Nobody really cares about what I'm doing. And just having somebody show up and say, we do know, we do care, and it's terrific.
It's the kind of strategy that might just keep the wheels moving when times get tough. Max Steyer is president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service.
Good leaders are actually focusing on making sure that they're communicating with their employees more. There's a whole confluence of issues. There's reduced budgets, but there's also a changing world out there. The expectations for talent today is a much more flat environment than government historically has been. And we need to see government change in order to keep up with that, not only to be able to engage the talent, but frankly, to get more done.
In that spirit, some agency leaders are pushing for more flexibility to bring back retired feds for part-time jobs. The thought is this could prevent frustration in the workforce caused by the sudden loss of institutional knowledge. It's not impossible, but there is a disincentive because retired feds who rejoin the workforce can lose some of their pension money. Sebelius says her department has implemented some workarounds.
We currently have a number of people who served, exited, and now are contributing as consultants or on project-by-project basis. So we really, We hate to lose talent.
But still, agencies are not waiting for retired feds to come back. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano's department, for example, is working on new ways to engage a new generation.
We actually formed a higher education kind of engagement group and it's chaired by the president of the University of Maryland, to say, how do we outreach into the various universities across the country, find the new talent, recruit them, and then once we recruit them, give them a career path that makes sense. You bring them in, internships, fellowships, all kinds of experiences, trying to then move people around our department so they see different things.
Napolitano says the idea is to fill the pipeline with new people who are dedicated to serving and protecting America. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says DHS seems to have found just the right ticket.
Think of the good work that's gone on for more than 10 years by TSA federal employees, well-trained to make sure that people don't board trains to hurt one another. And there's a lot of those stories. Hopefully some of them will come out in this hearing, rather than just trashing an organization that's actually protected people that have been flying now for a decade, since 9/11. And not one plane has been brought down by a terrorist. I think we'd all like to have a good track record like that.
In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.